Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of Business Rumbler, where we break down business challenges and give you practical tools to overcome them. Today, we are diving into a problem many small and mid-sized businesses face: cash flow management. You have probably heard this term thrown around a lot, and for good reason. Cash flow is the lifeblood of any business. Without proper management, it becomes tough to keep things running, let alone grow your business. So, what happens when you're making some income, but it's just not enough to cover all the bases, like paying bills, investing in growth, or handling surprise expenses? I'm talking about situations where you are constantly worrying if you make payroll next month, or if you can't afford to restock inventory without dipping into your personal savings. Quite familiar, right? So, let's walk through how to fix this. First off, let's be clear. Cash flow problems don't just show up out of nowhere. Usually, there are the results of a few common issues. First one, slow customer payments. Clients take forever to pay you. Second, unexpected costs. Something breaks down or costs suddenly rise. Number three, inadequate budgeting. Not properly planning for expenses leaves you scrambling when things go off the course. These problems are often intertwined. For example, you might budget for regular expenses, but not consider how slow customer payments will affect your ability to pay bills on time. This can throw your entire cash flow off balance. Here are specific tools and methods you can quickly implement. So, how we deal with slow customer payments? Slow customer payments can significantly impact your cash flow, making it essential to implement strategies that help ensure timely payments. First one, set up automated payment plans. Offering clients the option to pay in smaller, more frequent installments through automated billing can be a game changer. It allows clients to manage their payments more easily, and for your business, it means avoiding the risks tied to waiting on large lump sums. Second, request partial upfront payments. For larger projects or orders, ask for a percentage of the payment before starting. This approach provides immediate cash flow, covering initial costs and reducing financial strain before delivering the full service or product. Another quite useful tool is factoring. Factoring is a last resort for me when dealing with late payments, but sometimes it is the only practical option. If I realize that there is a little chance of getting the full amount for a service I have provided, it's better to recover a portion than to end up without nothing at all. In these cases, invoice factoring can be an effective solution. A factoring company buys your invoices at a discount, giving you most of the payment upfront, while they take on the task of collecting from the client. It is not ideal, but getting paid most of the amount quickly is the often better than waiting indefinitely. Another quite useful tool for this kind of situations: late payment fees. Establishing fees that increase over time can motivate clients to settle invoices promptly. Even a small penalty can shift priorities, encouraging them to pay your invoice first to avoid additional charges. Now, let's talk about how to deal with the situation when unexpected costs appear. Unexpected costs can disrupt your cash flow and strain your business if not managed properly. Here's how to stay ahead of them. First one, establish a maintenance schedule. Consistent maintenance is crucial for preventing costly breakdowns of your equipment and assets. By scheduling regular upkeep, you can avoid those sudden expensive repairs that catch you off guard. It is a proactive measure that saves money in the long run. Next one, negotiate fixed rate contracts. Locking in fixed rate agreements with suppliers and service providers can bring much-needed stability to your expenses. It's a way to keep costs predictable even when market prices fluctuate. This approach helps you avoid unexpected price hikes and manage your budget more effectively. Another one, emergency credit line. Setting up a credit line specifically for emergencies gives you financial cushion when unforeseen expenses arise. Instead of dipping into your operational funds, you have quick access to capital, helping you tackle those unexpected costs without compromising day-to-day operations. And the last but not least, create a contingency budget. A more systematic approach is to allocate small percentage of your monthly budget for unexpected expenses. By setting aside around 5 to 10% of your operating budget, depending on your industry, you create a buffer for those surprising costs. This way, you are prepared to handle them without scrambling for funds, allowing for smoother response when the unexpected happens. And now we're coming to third issue, how to deal with inadequate budgeting. Inadequate budgeting can undermine a business's ability to grow and stay resilient. To ensure financial stability, it is crucial to take a strategic approach to budgeting. One of the first and basic solutions is zero-based budgeting. This method starts each budgeting cycle from zero rather than making incremental adjustments to last year's figures. By scrutinizing every expense from scratch, you ensure that each dollar is justified and directed toward that's truly necessary. It is a disciplined approach that keeps you from carrying over unexpected expenses. Another useful tool is rolling budget. Traditional annual budgets can quickly become outdated. A rolling budget, on the other hand, is updated continuously based on the actual performance of your business. By revisiting it every month or quarter, you can adapt to changes in cash flow, keeping your financial plan relevant and responsive to real-time conditions. And another important thing to do is to track cash burn rate. Monitoring your cash burn rate is critical. It is how fast you are depleting your cash reserves. Keeping a close eye on this metric allows you to know when to pull back on spending or when it is time to ramp up revenue-generating activities. This awareness ensures that you maintain a comfortable cash buffer, preventing sudden shortfalls. And the last one for this issue, budget for growth phases. Financial planning should adapt to different growth scenarios, low, medium, and high growth. This approach lets you tailor your budget based on how quickly you're expanding. Whether your growth is slower or faster than expected, you will be prepared to adjust spending accordingly, maintaining the flexibility to scale up or rein in expenses as needed. And now, I want to provide you with a method or general approach, so to speak, which you can easily combine with the specific tools I have mentioned today, of course, depending on your specific situation. And this method is called cash flow forecasting. Now, to solve this, I'm going to give you a practical step-by-step method that works. It's called cash flow forecasting. I'm sure some of you have heard about it, but maybe have not really applied it effectively. It's simple, but incredibly powerful when done correctly. So, step number one, list your expected income. Start by writing down all the sources of income you expect over the next month. This should be sales, payments from customers, or any other cash coming into your business. Be realistic about when you will actually receive this money. If your clients are slow to pay, adjust the dates accordingly. Step number two, list your fixed expenses. You want to outline your fixed expenses. These are non-negotiable. The bills that come in regularly, like rent, utilities, payroll, and so on. These should be easy to track since they are recurring and usually predictable. Step number three, plan for variable expenses. Now, don't forget your variable expenses. These are costs that can change from month to month, like inventory, marketing costs, or materials for your services. Here's the kicker. This is where many businesses trip up. They don't plan for fluctuations. So when these expenses spike unexpectedly, they run into cash flow problems. Step number four, anticipate the unexpected. Speaking of spikes, build an emergency fund. I can't stress this enough. Even if it's small at first, having a cushion for unexpected expenses will save you from dipping into funds allocated for day-to-day operations. Step number five, reviewing regularly and adjust. Once you have the forecast in place, don't just set it and forget it. Review it weekly. Yes, exactly, weekly. Things can change quickly in business, and you need to stay on top of your inflows and outflows. Now, here's where it ties back to the idea of testing. Just like we talked about in that episode on HADI Cycles, which stands for Hypothesis, Action, Data, Insight. The same approach applies here. You might hypothesize, then introducing a new lower-cost service will help you improve your cash flow. Once you take action, you will track the data, whether it is uptick in revenue, faster payments, or improved customer retention, and use that insight to refine your approach. I hope this method gonna work for you, and I want to give you extra life hacks to manage cash flow. Beyond forecasting, here are a few life hacks to improve your cash flow right now. So, first one, incentivize early payments. Offer discounts for clients who pay early. Even a 2% discount for payment made within 10 days can motivate customers to speed up their payments and help you get cash in hand quicker. Second one, use invoicing software. Automating your invoices ensures that you don't forget to bill clients and can set up automatic reminders for overdue payments. This keeps everything running smoothly without relying on manual follow-ups. Number three, negotiate supplier terms. If you're struggling to pay bills on time, don't hesitate to negotiate with your suppliers. You would be surprised how many are willing to extend your payment terms, giving you a bit longer time frame. Number four, separate personal and business finances. A quick but crucial hack, never mix personal and business finances. It's tempting, especially when cash is tight, but it will muddy your tracking and make it harder to manage your business's true financial health. Number five, emergency fund. We talked about this earlier, but it's worth emphasizing. Set aside a small percentage of profits for unexpected expenses. This buffer can help you stay afloat when costs suddenly rise. So, there you have it, cash flow forecasting, paired with some practical life hacks. It's the key to managing and improving your business's financial health. The more you plan ahead and monitor your cash flow, the more control you will have over your finances, and the less stress you will feel on the end of the month. That's it for today's episode of Business Strongler. I hope these insights help you to take a more proactive approach managing cash flow in your business. Don't forget, if you found this episode helpful, be sure to check out other episodes on Spotify and Apple Podcast. And of course, a 5-star review helps us to reach more listeners. So don't be shy. Thanks for tuning in. Until the next time, keep learning and keep adapting.